date before you are. That's
okay. Yeah, now it's your game.
One, two, three, four, five. Yes. Okay. Thank you, James.
Grab your microphone. There we go. Do you want to come? You're going to go first? Do you want me to hold it for you? Yeah. No, you're good. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor. Serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
So much. Heavenly Father, as we open the Bible today, please transform us into those who hear and who do your good, perfect, and pleasing will. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're going to start with a maths question this morning. Here's the maths question. 13 verses of the Bible add 30 instructions equals what?
40.
Oh, very good. Actually, here's the answer. It equals a long sermon. Whoa! Anyone in for a long sermon this morning? No, everyone's like sitting there. No, so here's what we're going to do this morning, okay, boys and girls, because there is no way that we could give our good and undivided attention to 30 instructions this morning. That would take us forever. We'd still be here next month if we were doing that. So here's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to look at one verse, and we're going to look at three instructions which we find in this verse. And here it is. It's verse 9. So you ready for our first instruction? And the reason that we're going to do this, grown-ups, is that I think these opening instructions actually help us to have a framework for understanding the other 27. And so hopefully that'll be helpful to us as we do that this morning. So here's the first instruction. Boys and girls, what is it? What's the very first instruction that Christians are given? Can you read it there? What is it? Wonderful. Love must be sincere. Can we say that together? One, two, three. Love must be sincere. Those who have been loved by Jesus, those who have been saved by Jesus, must have sincere love. Can we do that together? Sincere love. That's what we need. Now, here I think the Apostle Paul is talking about love for God. God, who's already told us, has loved us. He's talking, as you read through this list of instructions, about love for other Christians, love for people in the church. And he's also talking here generally about love for those who don't belong to the church. Love for even people who don't like us very much because of what we believe. Love for our enemies. So Christians, can we say this together? Christians must have sincere love. Can you do that with me? One, two, three. Sincere love. Now, here's the thing. What does it mean to have sincere love? Now, to help us think about this little phrase, sincere love, I've got my friend Lucas up. Lucas is going to come and do something for me. Come on up, Lucas. And I've also brought my little guitar this morning. Woo! Come on, a bit more enthusiasm, guys. Come on. I've trained for years to play the guitar. This is my moment. Okay, so I'm going to play you something. Okay, you're going to be wowed by this. Are you ready? and then Lucas is going to play you something, all right? So, here we go. Are we ready? Let's have it. Woo! Yeah, come on, a bit more enthusiasm, yeah! Woo! Oh, it's good. Yeah. Okay, that's enough. Woo! Yes! Woo! Thank you, Wembley! Thank you. That's it. Oh, no, see, that's not true. Right, now, Lucas, over to you. See if you can beat that, my friend. Well, hey, let's applause for him, please. Come on. Okay, now here's the thing. Now, you won't believe this, but one of us was faking it, and the other one was real. Who was real? Can you show us who was real? Point to who was real, and who was faking it? No, it's not true. No, it is true. I was faking it. And here's the thing. Thanks very much, Lucas. I appreciate that. You're actually very good on the guitar. My backing track was excellent. Now, here's the thing. This is what this word sincere means. It means that you don't pretend to do it. So I was pretending. I was play-acting with my guitar, whereas Lucas was being real. He really could play the guitar. And God says to those who've been loved by him, to those who've been saved by him, that our love must be, can we say it together? Sincere love. It must be real love, not play-acting love. See, it's very easy as Christians to play-act in our love for others. So we might come to church and we might be all like, hey, everybody, it's really nice to see you playing my guitar. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, it's really great. But actually, in your heart, you just want to go home. I don't want to be with these people. It's easy to play act at loving others. It's easy to play act at coming to church and loving God. Oh, I love the songs, and I'm going to sing the songs, but actually in your heart, you're a long way. And actually what God says to us today, to those who've been loved by him and saved by him, is that our love must be sincere love. It must be real love. You mustn't be play-acting like me and my guitar. We should be real, like Lucas and his guitar. And this is part of the wonderful transformation. Some of us may be thinking, well, how do you, you can't just change that, can you? But how do we become people who have real love? Well, it's part of the wonderful transformation that God is doing in those to whom he's given the Holy Spirit. Do you know, in the book of Galatians, the Apostle Paul tells us that the Holy Spirit grows his fruit in us. And do you know what the very first fruit of the Spirit in the list is? Anyone know? Have a guess. Love. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. But the very first one, the one that sits at the top of the list, is love. And so the Holy Spirit transforms us into those who have sincere love, real love, genuine love, especially for other people. And here's the thing, boys and girls and grown-ups, the deeper we go into God's love for us, the longer that we linger in his love for us, the more our love for each other becomes real and genuine and sincere. So Christians, boys and girls, can I ask you this morning, do you have sincere love? Do you have love that is real? Or are you just play-acting when you're being kind to others and loving to others? Is your love real love? But here's the question. What does sincere love look like? How do we know what is real love? What does that look like in real life in our community here? Well, here's the thing. Have a look at verse 9. Let's go back. So what's the next command? Anyone want to tell us what the next command is? Hate what is evil. Sincere love, real love, hates what is evil. Now, I've put it like this morning, because it doesn't quite say that, but let's have a look at this. Sincere love says to what is evil. Can we do that together? It says to what is evil. And so let's have some actions for that. What would be an action? Anyone going to give us? Oh, yeah. Oh, Eleanor, that's a good one. I think that means, but you know, we'll have that one. Let's have that. So, sincere love says to evil. Should we do that? So, sincere love says to evil. Now, what are some of the things that make you go in life? Anyone got anything that makes them go Eleanor, what makes you go when your brother's sick? Yeah, that, I can understand that. That does make us go, Abby, what makes you go, mushrooms. Yep. Anyone else go, at mushrooms? Yeah, there's a few mushroom haters in this room. Yes, what makes you go, Jake? You don't know. Any other ideas? Any of the grown-ups, what makes you go, What's that? Someone shout to something? Liver. Yeah, ooh. Well, hey, you can avoid that. That's okay. Like, hey, here's I've got some things in my tubs here that make you go, Anyone want to see this one? Anyone want to have a look at this one? Whoa, yeah, sorry for you back there. Just censorship up there. Anyone, what's this? Oh, yeah, you stayed away from that. It's a rotten banana, by the way. Just found that one. Okay, what about this one here? Anyone want to see this one? Does this make you go, What's this one? What is it? Oh, yeah, see, sorry, censorship up there again, that's it. It's, what is that? It's a bit of mucky green stuff next to a tissue there. We'll leave that one alone. What about this one? Does this one make anyone go, Actually, this one might escape, actually. There we go. Oh. There's an there. What's that one? What's that in there? It's a little spider. Are spiders make anyone go,
No.
Yeah, some people. Oh, should I? No. We'll leave that one over here. You'll see that. So there are lots of things in life, aren't there, that make us go, what should we say it together? Things that make us want to run away, things that we find disgusting. And God says that sincere love says, to what is evil. Can you see that? Look at the verse in the Bible. It says, hate what is evil. And that word that we translate there, that's translated for us, hate, is a very strong word for hate. We have a couple of words that we translate hate in the English language. And this word hate only appears once in the New Testament, and it means vehemently hating something, vehemently running away from it. So I have a son, he's not here at the moment, I have a son who hates bananas. And I mean he hates bananas. He can't even be in the same room as a banana. He runs away. But that's what God says we should be like when it comes to evil. A vehement dislike of something that means we want to run away from it. And here's the question then, what is evil? What is it that should make us go, can you do it with me? What is it that should make us want to run away? Well, in some ways, it's all the things that God says are wrong. It's the evil that I see tucked away in my own heart that should make me go, what's that doing in there? It's the evil I see other people doing around me. It's the evil that I see in the world. All those things in some way should make us go, But actually, in this context of Romans, the things that should especially make us go, the evil that should make us go, is things that harm other people. It's things that other people will damage other people in some way. And so if you look at this list here, there are things in this list that should make us go, because we know they hurt other people. So things like being proud, being proud, thinking more of yourself should make us go, because it's that kind of attitude that hurts other people. Or let's have a look at another one. Maybe let's go for verse 17. Do not repay evil for evil. When someone gets their own back or wants revenge, that should make us go, because that's behavior that hurts other people. And so sincere love, can we do this together? Sincere love says, to evil. To the things that harm other people, harm other Christians, harm even those outside the church. We don't like it. We run away from it. And the problem is that we're not always very attuned to thinking the right way about what is evil. And so it's coming to these lists in the New Testament, like these 30 instructions, that starts to transform our minds so that we start to say to the things that God says to. That we find evil the things that God says is evil. Grown-ups, we thought a couple of weeks ago about not conforming to the pattern of this world. The world is putting pressure on us to call certain things evil and other things good. But who are you going to let decide what is evil and what is good? Boys and girls, who are you going to tell you what is evil and what is good? For that, we need God's good, perfect, pleasing instructions. So should we do this together? Sincere love says to what is evil. It wants to keep away from those things. Are you keeping away from what is evil? Are you saying to those things? And instead, sincere love, we're going to do this one together, clings to what is good. Can we say that? Sincere love clings to what is good. That is the things that help others. Have a look at what it says. Cling to what is good. Can you say that to me? Cling to what is good. Now let's have a think about this idea of clinging on. Now who has ever used cling film here? Anyone, mum or dad ever asked you to? Yeah, so you pull out this stuff and it kind of just sticks to everything, doesn't it? You might, for example, think something else that clings to things. Here's one I thought of earlier. So when I used to jump in the swimming pool as a child, I really couldn't swim very well, and so I used to cling onto the side for all I could. Anyone else done that? Yeah, or you cling onto mum and dad when you jump into the pool? Yeah, some of you have done that. Let's have another thing. Can I have two volunteers? You need to be roughly the same sort of height. Yeah, come on then, you two can come. So here, we're going to think about clinging on, okay? What does this idea mean to cling on? So you two come here. Now, the word literally means, in the original language, to be glued together. Now, I thought that would be quite unkind, and your parents would be quite cross with me if I glued you two together. So we're just going to pretend that you two are going to be glued together, okay? So let's wrap you together. And there you go. So you two are joined together. Is that all right? Just a little bit tighter there. You good? You're good friends. That's okay. That's good. So, and then wherever you go, she has to go, right? So if you go that way, she goes that way. And if you come this way, she has to go that way. Because they are joined together. They are clinging to one another. Now, in the Bible, what we're being told here, so I want you to imagine a moment for your me. I'm sorry about that. You can be me, and you can be good. And this is, sorry, there you go. This is how life should work. So wherever I go, who goes with me? And wherever good goes, where do I go? Because we are glued together. We're joined together. Great, I'm going to unstrap you two. That's what it means in the Bible. Thanks so much. You can keep those on if you want to. No, they didn't want to. That's okay. I don't blame you. Who doesn't want to be? No one wants to be me. But that's what it means. Boys and girls, it means God wants us to cling to what is good. When we really love, when we have real love, not fakey love for others, we will want to cling onto, glue ourselves to what is good. And what that means in the Bible is the things that God says is good. It means his instructions. It means his good, verse 2, grown-ups, if you've got it there, his good, perfect, and pleasing will. We will want to make sure that we are stuck to those things. Now, that means all sorts of things. So, boys and girls, listen in. Here's some things that we would glue ourselves to. Verse 10, we would want to glue ourselves to one another. It says, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. That's like family love, deep love for other Christians. Or have a look at verse 13. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. So gluing ourselves to what is good, having real love, means wanting to help others who have needs. Verse 20, it means even being kind to those who aren't very kind to us. Now that's really difficult, isn't it? But the Bible says that real love, sincere love, not fakey love, it says it glues itself, clings to what is good. And so just like Jesus, we will want to be those who are kind, who do the things that help other people. Just like Jesus did when he was here on earth, he was the one who said to what is evil, and he clung to what is good and sought to do the things that truly loved and helped other people. And so can I ask you, whether you're younger here today or older, do you cling to what is good? Do you cling to what is good at home? Wanting to do the things that help others and love others and are kind to others rather than harm them? Do we do that at work? Do we do that at school? Do we do that within the church family here? Are we a community of people who cling to what is good? Are we a community of people glued to what God says is right? And so can we do this together? Christians should have sincere love. And sincere love says, to what is evil. And what does it do? Clings to what is good. Now let's just finish up by thinking about how this changes us. And I'm going to give you three ways as we finish up. Boys and girls, are you ready? Here's the first word. What do we want to say? Thank you. Can we do that? One, two, three. Thank you. We want to say thank you this morning. As you read these instructions, it makes me want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you had real love, not fake love. Thank you that you weren't play-acting at love, but that when you came into this world, you hated the things that harmed us. You hated evil, and you loved what is good. You loved the things that would help us. And that's why Jesus went to a cross, so that I could be forgiven for all the times, actually, that I've done the other way around, that I've clung to what is evil, and I've often said, to what is good. Jesus, thank you. Thank you that you've forgiven me for living the wrong way. Jesus, thank you that you had sincere love, real love, not pretend love for someone like me. So the first thing we want to say, one, two, three, thank you. Second thing that these instructions make us want to say is, what's this word? Sorry. Actually, as I read these instructions, I'm someone who sees this list and I want to say sorry. Sorry for the things that I have done that have been and have harmed others. Are there things this morning that you might want to say sorry for as we hear these instructions? Sorry when it's been in your power to do someone good, but you didn't do it. Sorry for the times that you've done something that's hurt somebody else and should have gone over that. And maybe for some of us this morning, actually hearing these instructions makes us want to say sorry to God for the first time. And to receive his mercy and to start to be transformed into those who have sincere love that says to evil and clings to what is good. So two words. What's the first one? Sorry. And here's the last one. Please. Can we say that? One, two, three. Please. This instruction makes me want to say, please, God, would you transform me into someone who has sincere love? Someone who this week really does go to what's evil, to the things that harm those I really love, and clings to what is good. Should we pray about those things? And then we'll finish up. Our Father in heaven, we want to say thank you this morning for this list of good and perfect and pleasing instructions. Thank you for your sincere love for us. Thank you for Jesus who loved us and gave his life on a cross so that we could be forgiven for loving what is evil and often hating what is good. Sorry for every time we have had fake love. Sorry for hurting others. Sorry for not always doing what is good. Please help us to live like Jesus this week, with sincere love that hates the things that harm others and holds tight to the things that help. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.